Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 301 of Heroes Unlimited. We've been talking about some meta kind of stuff. We've been talking about persnickety game design and, you know, investigating the text kind of stuff for a few days on the podcast, because we've been in this very alienating, very odd psionic section of the book. We got all these new ideas coming at us, many of them from outside of this game, from other role-playing games. Undefined terms, roll over percentile mechanics, which is just a dumb idea, even by Palladium standards. I haven't really known what to make of it, but today I feel at home, because today we got some good old-fashioned dumb shit for your player characters to do. We're now past the healing psionic powers, and we're onto the physical psionic powers, which are more comic booky, more overt in their effects. And today we're discussing ectoplasm. Ectoplasm is, of course, one of those kind of tonally liminal elements. It can be spooky if deployed well. You know, it's a trope of certain supernatural stories. There is this wispy, ethereal substance, sort of makes up the bodies of ghosts or whatever. When you handle it really, really well, and with great care, and in the proper context of mood and setting, ectoplasm can achieve this kind of parapsychological thriller aspect to your supernatural story. Needless to say, it is not handled with anything like that kind of care here. Instead, it turns you into the goofiest fucking psychic on the block. Let me just give you the game's description of how ectoplasm works. Quote, "This mystifying ability enables the psychic to create a slightly luminous, vapor-like substance that is extruded from the pores." So it's sort of like you're full of ghost taffy and you gotta pull it out of your big honkin' pores. Already the mystique is in peril. Quote, "Ectoplasm has two forms, an invisible vapor and a luminous solid state." So you get two for the price of one here, two kinds of ectoplasm. Number one is the vapor, described here as, quote, "a floating probing finger." And what you do is you pull this gaseous finger out of your pores, and then it just kind of like oozes out of you like a little tendril, and it goes around and does whatever your bidding is. Now, this version of ectoplasm is invisible, mostly. You can see it. Other psychics can see it. So it's no use trying to spook other psychics by like putting out candles with ectoplasm or slamming doors or whatever. That shit works on the rubes, but other psychics can see that you've got a little gassy tendril finger coming out of the pores in your T-zone, and that's what you're using to knock shit over. Also, anyone with See the Invisible can see it, so that includes animals. So cats and dogs, one great use of ectoplasm, honestly, would be to use it like a laser pointer and get cats to jump on people, because they could totally see ectoplasm. You could drag it all over the house and get them to follow it. Ectoplasm, although it is invisible, it is not immaterial. It can touch things. As a result, it can't like go through walls. And it says here, "A person walking into an ectoplasm stream may feel a slight sensation, like walking into a spider's web or brushing against a cotton ball. Often, a person will unwittingly walk into it and snag the stream of floating ectoplasm, pulling or stretching it along without being aware of it. In such cases, the psychic must maneuver the snagged portion to loop around the human obstruction." So, already we're into hijinks here. We're like not even through the first paragraph of describing your luminous vapor that you extend from your mind, and already we're onto what can go wrong. You know, maybe you're trying to put on a seance and you're like reaching over across the room to like dramatically open a book to the correct page so that people see what you want them to see, trying to impress these rubes who've hired you as a psychic. And then here comes their bozo roommate walking across to go get a beer during the seance, and he tangles himself all up in your psychic finger. Now it's all stretched out halfway across the room and you're trying to keep up your psychic patter. And meanwhile, you keep like glancing over to the corner of the room, trying to like maneuver it over his head. It's all in the kitchen now. He's trying to get his beer open and like your psychic projection is all tangled up in his sweater. You also have to be able to see the ectoplasm to alter its course or to move it around. So if somebody does snag on it and pull it out of the room, then you can't move the part that they pull out of the room. So basically you've got this very light, very wispy, very invisible kind of toilet snake that you're extending around the room trying to do magic tricks with it. And then should the slightest thing go wrong, should you turn it wrong or should somebody walk by, then it gets all tangled up and you got to try to like reel it back in. Now it's in the other room. What is it even caught on? Here, let me retract it and try again. Oh shit, it's stuck. You could just drop the power, but then you'd have to spend more inner strength points and project more of that shit out of the pores in your face. So anyway, that's form number one. That's vapor. You can also do solid ectoplasm if you want to get up to some real mischief. The vapor form is more for like cons, trying to look cooler than you are. It's like doing your own special effects. It's like you're not really enough of a psychic badass that when you walk into a room, the lights flicker. That's for like proper angels and demons and shit. But you can like have a little invisible wispy dangle coming out of your head that you can send over to like flick the light switch on and off. Do a little light switch rave when you walk into the room. Make it seem like you're more important. And incidentally and beneficially, totally confuse the cats in the apartment. Like, what is that guy doing with that big floppy finger? Why did they invite him over? But that's all parlor tricks. If you want to get down to business with some ectoplasm, you need the solid state of ectoplasm. Quote, "The solid state of ectoplasm can be a startling sight, for it is clearly visible to everyone. In this form, the ectoplasm can be shaped into an extra limb, such as a hand or arm and hand or tentacle or even a foot, because there's nothing more intimidating and mysterious than a bunch of goopy shit coming out the side of somebody's head, floating in the air, terminating in like a disembodied foot, floating there at shoulder level, ready to kick you in the upper chest if you approach too close to this master mentalist. Quote, "The ectoplasmic limb appears as a white, slightly luminous appendage connected to a trail of ectoplasm stretching back to its creator like a lifeline of silly putty." So I'm not making this shit up. It is like silly putty. It is a line, a strand, going from you, from your pores, remember, to this luminous object you have created. It goes on to say that in its solid form, ectoplasm can carry like 40 pounds. You can squeeze it through small spaces, but not as small as the vapor form. So if you convert it from a foot or a whatever into a little thin tentacle, then you can get it through like an inch wide opening. It goes on to say that you can even shape it into a face or like a full person if you want to. And therefore, quote, "Ectoplasmic images may explain apparitions reported during some seances." Although even among rubes who would hire a real psychic fuck up, like a character with the ectoplasm power, you'd have to be an exceptional rube to be taken in by like the floating glowing ghost of your grandpa who also happens to have a trail of very tangible silly putty leading directly to the face of the psychic. And he can't talk, and if you try to touch him, he's like spongy. Anyway, whether because you are a straight-up crime fighter or because you are a kind of psychic con artist and you're eventually going to get caught, eventually, let's face it, if you are an ectoplasm psychic, you're going to try to use your ectoplasm for combat. It's a terrible idea, but we know you're going to do it, so here are the rules. First of all, ectoplasm always gets an automatic dodge. In fact, the rules specify that your little spindly floppy ghosticle always has to be controlled by you, except the automatic dodge. It can do that by itself. It just has a natural impulse to jerk away from attempts to, for example, cut the little strand between your head and the projection. So anytime somebody tries to attack the ectoplasm, it like splooshes out of the way. You can use your actions to direct the ectoplasm to do things. It only has a physical strength equal to 4. And unlike a shrunken character with a strength of 4 who still does full damage, an ectoplasm fist, or foot for that matter, if you prefer to kick with your ectoplasm, still does only 1 point of damage. You can also use your ectoplasm to clumsily wield a weapon, but as you can imagine, for a floppy, attenuated, jerky, spongy, amorphous tendril, it is just not a great fencer. You can use a small weapon like a dagger, a hammer, or a club, and you're minus 4 to strike and parry. You can also, if you are a true fucking idiot, give your ectoplasm tendril a gun, which it can then fire at a minus 10 to strike, which is markedly worse than just shooting without aiming at all. So, great combat potential for ectoplasm. A+. This will lead to short and interesting combats, I have to give it that. That is what we want from Palladium combat. Note also, like, that's the solid glowing hand of ectoplasm, holding a sword or pulling a trigger on a gun. The vapor can also use a weapon, but it has to be 9 ounces or smaller. So if you want to, you can send your invisible, ghostly, wispy psychic projection, you know, extrude it from your pores, this like ghostly mist floating around your head, and then you like hand it a box cutter and send it to go fuck people up. But it's extremely weak. It's like trying to fuck somebody up with like a marionette who has a box cutter taped to his little hand. It's like that, you know, and working the little cross beam. More of an annoyance than anything. So for combat, this thing is minimally effective. You really don't want to be fighting with ectoplasm. It's mostly good for like seance-style parlor tricks, and even for that, you're not slick. Any illusion you try to create has a wispy trail leading back to your pores. The best you can hope for, really, is that you're going to be left alone in a situation where you normally wouldn't be able to reach something, let's say. You know, it's you're left in a cell, but it's got a barred door, and so you can like reach some ectoplasm out through the bars and do something. Or, you know, you're left alone in one room of somebody's house and you can like reach into the adjacent room, like where you can just barely see and pull something to you. But if you're trying to manipulate anything heavier than 9 ounces, you have to make the visible ectoplasm. And what happens if somebody catches you? What happens if somebody walks in on you while you're trying to do your ectoplasm business? This is the dumbest thing on this page. Quote, half a melee, 7 seconds, is needed to withdraw slash return ectoplasm into its creator. Now, my assumption would have been that despite the fact that ectoplasm is extruded from your pores, like Play-Doh coming out of one of those little Play-Doh presses where you make Play-Doh spaghetti, even despite that, my thought had been up to this point that when you were done with the ectoplasm, it would just sort of evaporate. But no, when you're done with your ectoplasm, you gotta suck it back into your pores. And you can't do this instantly. It takes time. It takes like 7 full seconds. So this raises the very real prospect that you're gonna get walked in on while you're trying to do things with ectoplasm. And if you do, then the ectoplasm doesn't just vanish. It starts sucking back into you, but it doesn't take 7 seconds to open a door. So when somebody walks in, they're going to see you with all this shiny, goopy stuff all over your face and the rest of your body as it oozes back into your pores. You know, so like if you were trying to reach a little tendril out of the jail cell bars to grab the sheriff's gun or whatever, and then the sheriff, you know, forgot his coffee cup or whatever, and he walks back into a little jail cell, you got to like slurp that whole tendril back into you, and you're going to have glowing shit all over your face. If you're lucky, you know, if you hear him coming and you're like, oh shit, I gotta hurry, slurp back up that big old hand. What if he comes in, he has the initiative, and he's like, oh, the stories were right. This is that psychic asshole who's been creating floating marshmallow sculptures of people's dead grandpas. And the sheriff, with great presence of mind, grabs onto your psychic hand. What then? He's way stronger. And I don't see any indication here that you can just dispel the ectoplasm. Because there are rules here for what happens if it gets destroyed. If somebody wrecks your ectoplasm hand, or your ectoplasm grandpa for that matter, you take 10 SDC and 1 hit point of damage. So the clear indication is this ectoplasm, once extruded, is not meant to go anywhere. You're supposed to suck it back in, and if you don't, then you take damage. Can you even, like, remote detonate it? If you had an ectoplasm foot out there, and you were feeling real clever, kicking people from the next room over, and somebody grabs that foot and puts it in an ankle lock, I don't think there's anything you can do. I think there is a trail of fucking silly putty leading directly to the perpetrator, you, in the adjacent room, and I think as long as they got that foot, you're in real trouble. I don't think you can deliberately explode the foot. I don't think you can sacrifice it willingly. I think there's a real possibility if they pull on that foot, you're going to fall over, and they're going to drag you by your pores into the next room. I'm not going to pick any one dumb thing on this page. The whole thing is just goofy as hell. There is nothing spooky about this ectoplasm. It is just as funny as I want glowing silly putty to be. This power is comedy hijinks waiting to happen. Anytime you've got a stretchy glowing substance extruding from somebody's pores, you're in for a good time. And this is no exception. I actually sort of like the idea. I don't know whether they were shooting for like slick, semi-psychic con artist here, but if that's the case, they failed. You're not slick. But if they were shooting for bumbling down on his luck hack psychic with one dumb trick he's got to fit to every occasion, this is it exactly. And I would be excited to play that character. Like, for example, if you wanted to make an effective illusion with this power because of that glowing trail, you'd have to like duck behind the sofa and project the illusion over your head, puppet show style. I love this. I love ectoplasm. Speaking of, join me tomorrow as ectoplasm hijinks continue on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.